The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like the unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Just in case you thought Jesus was a nice guy, right? Occasionally hear a gospel like that. Now remember, those words were uttered at a dinner party. Right? He was a dinner guest when he said those words. But we'll talk about that another time. I really wanted to talk to you today about the first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. So we've been hearing from Galatians now for almost 2 weeks, and we've come to the very end of Galatians, and starting tomorrow there's a brand new reading that we'll hear in our first reading, so I thought I'd tell you a little bit about this while I had the chance. You might find it interesting to know that this letter to the Galatians might be the oldest writing in the entire New Testament. St. Paul's letters are already the oldest writings in the New Testament. There were no Gospels when St. Paul wrote his letters. But Galatians, there's an argument about this, but it might be the oldest one of them all. So let me tell you what's going on here in the first reading and in letters to the Galatians. When St. Paul would travel, first thing he'd do is he'd go to a synagogue. And there he would preach Christ Jesus and salvation by baptism and by faith, and most people didn't listen to him, and they showed him the door. But a few people did listen to them, and these became the first Christians. And when these people in the Jewish synagogue became the first Christians, they kept on living all the laws of Moses that came down from Mount Sinai, and kosher dietary laws, and all the rest. So the next question became, what happens when a Gentile comes along and wants to follow Jesus Christ? Do they have to go through all the Jewish laws just like the Jewish converts did? One issue that particularly shows up in Galatians is the issue of circumcision. If you're a young man and you're thinking about following this new way of faith in Christ Jesus, and then somebody tells you you've got to be circumcised first, you might just think twice. About joining this new faith. So here's what Galatians is all about. Paul asks the question, what sets us right before God? What is it that atones for our sins and puts us in friendship with God once again? Answer, Jesus Christ sets us right before God. That's why it's so important that we are in Him. That's what baptism is all about, and that's what a life of faith is all about. So if that's the case, then how can you know if you're in Christ Jesus? How can you know? Can you do it just by feelings? Is it just a little decision that you kind of make to yourself one day? That's where our first reading begins. How can you tell if you're in Christ Jesus? Now that St. Paul's written all this to the Galatians, and Paul says that those who are in Christ Jesus live by the Spirit. Those who are not live by the flesh. And just in case you're wondering what that looks like, he spells it out. Here's what it's like to live by the flesh. Impurity, licentiousness, hatreds, jealousy, selfishness, envy, factions, dissensions, all the rest. And then he says, what's it like if you're living in the Spirit? What's it look like? What's your life look like if you're living in Christ Jesus? And he says, well, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's how you can tell. Now, what's interesting about this is that when St. Paul describes what it means to live in the Spirit, to belong, you might have heard those before. You might have known them as the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you memorized them in Catholic school. What's interesting is that Paul doesn't call them the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He speaks in the singular. All of that is one great big fruit. You know, it's like an orange that comes together with a peel. You can't separate the two. It's one great big fruit. And that's something to pray about. A couple of things to pray about specifically with regard to that, okay? A couple of things to pray about. Remember that all these virtues rise or fall together. They say virtue and vice never travel alone. They always bring lots of companions. So, you know, you look through this fruit of the Holy Spirit here and you say, you know, I have trouble with patience. A lot of people do. You ever stop to realize that you can grow in patience by building generosity or gentleness or kindness? It all rises together, and unfortunately it all falls together. The other thing, of course, and I hope this makes obvious sense to think about as you hear this, is you turn this into an examination of conscience. You look at the works of the flesh, and you say, does that describe me? Do I have occasions of envy? Yes. Do I have acts of selfishness? Yes. Jealousy? Yes. Hatreds? Yes. All the rest. Fury? All the rest. You say, yeah, regretfully, that does describe me. Look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you want to become more and more and more like who St. Paul describes right there. And this is very, very important meditation for us to stop and to think about. At the end of the letter, St. Paul tells us that those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh. Notice he speaks in the past tense. All these descriptions of the life in the Holy Spirit refer to one who has crucified their flesh in Christ Jesus, which means that if that doesn't describe you and you haven't crucified your flesh yet, that means you don't yet fully belong to Christ Jesus. And that's what we're here in church for, right? We're trying to grow, we're trying to build, we're trying to continue. Today we celebrate the feast of Pope St. Callistus, who was a prisoner and a martyr for his faith in Christ Jesus. He's someone who crucified his flesh and belonged entirely to Christ. Let's ask for his prayers to help us to become the same. St. Callistus, pray for us.